Honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
It is hot, 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 and one thing that my daughter and I love to do is get out the hose and run through the sprinklers. Now, I thought, you know, if you live in an area where there's not a lot of water, you're in a drought, it's not so easy to do. But if you live in an area where it's okay, I say go for it until I read this amazing article and saw this great video with Andrea Donsky. Yay!
Woohoo!
All about something about your garden hose can be toxic. Okay, Andrea, what is going on?
You know, it's such an interesting thing, Lisa, because for the long, I mean, my big passion is food and finding out what's in food and the chemicals in our food. And lately, I've been really into looking into what's going in personal care products and kind of other things that are lurking around our household. And it came to my attention because I met the inventor of this water hose. It's called Clear Flow Garden Hose. And his name is Roger Walsh. And I met him. He lives not too far from me. And we were chatting and he told me that garden hoses, so conventional garden hoses, can contain some toxic ingredients. And I was like, what? What are you talking about? You know, I've been using it for so long, right? I mean, that's what everybody
exactly
uses. Never even thought twice about it. But he said that pretty much they can contain chemicals like BPA, they can contain phthalates, which when I actually stopped to think about it, I thought, that's right, because phthalates are what make things more supple, right? So they can, that's how come you could kind of twist and turn and fold a garden hose. So there were research that evaluated 110 garden hoses and found that they contain high levels of chemicals, including those that have been banned in children's products. So like I just mentioned, phthalates, BPA, bisphenol A, I mean, lead. I mean, these are some pretty serious chemicals that are found or can be found in conventional garden hoses.
So when I'm running through the sprinklers now, instead of being carefree and having fun, and I call it like a 1970s summer day where, you know, we're not sitting around looking at, there was no computers. Well, there was some, but, you know, we didn't have them in our hands and all that stuff. And we're just enjoying ourselves. Now I have to think, okay, should I get a new hose? So tell us about, what was his name? Walsh? Is his last name? The gentleman
so his name,
you mentioned?
His name is Roger Walsh. And the company that he started, I guess, or the hose that he makes is called the Clear Flow Garden Hose. And he introduced it to me and I thought I was going to try it first. So I didn't want to do a review unless I tried. So everything I do, I vet first, or anything we do at Naturally Savvy, we vet. And I tried it out and it works amazing. And what it doesn't have are, you know, chemicals like lead. It's totally safe for drinking. So that's one of the things that was interesting too, that I found out when I was doing this article and the review, is that 1/3 of the hoses in the U.S. have levels of lead higher than acceptable by the federal safe drinking water standard. So most garden hoses fail to even meet standards when it comes to drinking water. And I mean, I don't know about you, Lisa, but do your kids drink from the garden hose, or have you ever, you know, taken a drink from the garden hose?
Well, you know, it's funny. Now I know why it tastes so terrible. I've always wondered why when you drink from the garden, I was like, you know what? I might be wet and dripping, but I'm toweling off and going to the house to get some water because the garden hose water tastes awful.
Well, that's it, right? So it could be because, well, what happens is, I mean, the garden hose has water. The water sits in it and then the sun basically heats up what's going on, the water that's in the hoses, and that could create fungi, that could create bacteria. And then when we use it, we're basically either drinking it or filling up our pools or watering our vegetables with it, right? So the great thing about Rogers and the Clear Flow garden hose is that, first of all, it's made from polyurethane, so there are no chemicals at all in the hose. And what it does is that if it does have water in it, so it's designed so that it actually empties all the water out before after you use it. But if it does have water that's left inside, the UV rays from the sun actually kill any bacteria or fungi that's in it.
Oh, that is so interesting. You know, another thing I'm wondering too is about balloons, because I'm thinking about water balloons. Do your kids like to play with water balloons? Because my daughter
absolutely
loves
that. I mean, what kids don't, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're super fun. Well, someone was telling me about this thing where you can literally fill up like 100 water balloons in like 4 minutes, like you hook it to your hose. That's totally, you know, here I am, freedom of association, but I was just thinking of sprinklers and water and having fun in the water and getting out there and being active. I mean, that's a really fun way to get out of the house for sure.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, yeah, those are really fun. But I mean, I think for me, what kind of struck a chord when it came to this is that it's one of those things that I don't think most of us would ever think of. I mean, I know I didn't think of it, and I do this work all the time, right, in terms of finding, you know, healthier for you, better for you alternatives. And when he brought it to my attention, it was like, whoa, I never even thought about it. But now that I know better, my big, you know, my favorite saying from Dr. Maya Angelou is, when you know better, you do better. So now that I know better, I mean, I bought two of these hoses, and I use them, you know, basically to do anything I need to do when it comes to being outside and using a hose.
Now, speaking of water, Andrea, let's talk about water inside the house. You have a special thing on your shower, right? Tell us about that.
I do. I use water filters around my house. I have I actually have a home water filter, and I have water filters that go on my showers, because some, it doesn't always reach every single bathroom in the house. So I have a special, and it basically takes away the chlorine and other chemicals that, you know, that are found in water. So I like to know, and it's funny because when I went to Mexico earlier this year, and I've been many times in the past, the water there is so heavily chlorinated, and for obvious reasons, right? They want to kill whatever else is in there, or whatever it is, the reason they use chlorine, which would be a great show to do with Ty Bollinger, because I bet you he knows, or Dr. Mercola, I bet you they know why they're using chlorine in the water. And basically, I thought this year, and every year I go and I get really sick. I feel really sick after I come home because of the chlorine. And we don't use any chlorine in our house. We even filter our drinking water with a triple filter. So this year I ended up going to Home Depot and I bought a $30 water filter and I brought it with me to Mexico. And I had my husband install it. It's very easy. Basically, just he showed me how. So now I know I could do it myself.
All right.
We did it. And we did not get sick this year. I did not get sick. I came home perfectly, you know, the same way I left, which was really awesome. And I really believe it has to do with the water filter.
Oh, I'm so glad you mentioned that about the chlorine, because a couple days ago, I went with my husband and my daughter. Let me just tell you, it was a miracle I got my husband to go. It was an indoor water park, and he is not into those kinds of things. The chlorine was so strong. Within a very short time, I had a headache, and then I felt nauseous. And we stayed for about an hour and a half. The rest of the day, I was sick as a dog. I won't get into details, but let me just tell you, it was not pretty. And it took a couple days for me to like detox from it. It was horrible. I mean, I've never smelled such chlorine. And then I'm looking at the teenagers working there and I'm thinking, this to them, this is probably a fun summer job, but there's real health risks. And we'll have to get a, you know, an expert on to talk about that too. Like you were mentioning Dr. Mercola or Ty, because I mean, I got so sick in just an hour and a half.
Dr. Mercola did a whole series on chlorine. I mean, it is really, from what we understand, is that it's a waste product that they're putting into our water supply. Now, we know that the argument is it's used to kill bacteria and fungi, but really, you know, I don't know. I'm just not a big fan. And I know just from how it makes me feel, I'm not a big fan.
Oh, definitely. Well, you know, you have so many great things on Naturally Seb. You know, I'd love for, you know, Andrea, for people who don't know why or when you created it, just tell us, take us back in time. Tell us a little bit about how this all came to be, because it's so wonderful.
Yeah, sure. Naturally Savvy is really, it's a labor of love, and it's a website that really just helps people live a healthier lifestyle. And it's really, I like to say, my life online, how I live my life, and organic, non-GMO, and it covers all different aspects and areas of people's lives that they're living. And I think that at the end of the day, there's so much information out there and so much misinformation. And I think I wanted to create a place that is non-judgmental and safe for people to go to and find out the truth. I mean, everything we have is backed up with, you know, references, and everything is really what people might be searching for online. And it's just a good place to get really good information.
What was that Maya Angelou quote you mentioned earlier?
When you know better, you do better.
Well, see, that's why Naturally Savvy is so awesome, because you're going to help people and then they know better and they'll do better, just like we do here on Radio MD and Naturally Savvy and all the other great shows.
Absolutely. And It's Your Health. We're going to give kudos to It's Your Health on NPR. So I think that, well, I think at the end of the day, it's about, you know, getting the word out and just, you know, and not judgmental. I think that's the key, right? Lisa, is just, we don't judge. We're not telling you what to do. We're just kind of providing you with the facts, and then you go and make your own decision. And I think at the end of the day, that's the important thing. So to all of you who are listening, you know, stay healthy. And I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone, and stay well.